Grace is my strength working in you, and motivation is my expertise. In your growth and training, yielding has been what I have needed from you to bring you past obstacles of the flesh. My spirit has been faithfully walking you past hard places and bringing you higher and higher in me. And your endurance has allowed these things. You are a people in whom I am pleased. Many are experiencing new desires for me, and hearts are being stirred to stand stronger. Continuing to fellowship and continuing to yield has brought you to this juncture as you grow into revival maturity. Moves of my spirit come and go as passions wane and dependence on me is not sustained. The flesh is indifferent to kingdom things and to what moves me, and it offers many obstacles to a walk that is enduring. There is much purging that takes place on this path into revival maturity, and there is much growing and training as you walk stronger and stronger in your life in me. Endurance is the only way to make it past the hard places of the flesh that stand between you and me. I have been faithfully leading you to walk stronger and stronger, learning the ways of my victory. As you have become stronger and wiser, I have been able to purge you of more and more things, and I am well pleased at what I see. Compassion is at the heart of everything I do to meet any need. By my spirit, I have been building up a people so they too might be moved by the compassion that is found in me. I am beginning to nudge and stir many with fresh desires for more of me. For I have a banquet of my love prepared to deliver more of what each one needs from me individually. Yielding to these desires for me will enable me to lead you further into me, where you will be strengthened in compassion and where you will find greater liberty. I desire to satisfy your longings with more of me, for I am who you need. As you yield to me, I will deliver more wisdom concerning your dependency on me. And as you drink of me, you will drink from longings that are within me. I long for more of you and to fill you with more of what you can only receive from me. I long for you to know more deeply the compassion that is in me. My power is part of my outpouring, but so are my desires and my longings. I desire that captives go free. I desire to minister to the hurting. I long for the many who are lost to find life in me, and then to hold them as mine and help them begin to see me. I desire to nurture a people and train them up in me. I desire a people filled with my heart and wisdom for the lost, the wounded, and the hurting. The flesh is indifferent to these longings. I am wooing you deeper into me to bring you forward in your standing in me, past the indifferences you are facing. There is no sustainable outpouring without my desires and longings being a viable part of your life in me. I am building a people to walk closely in my presence, not only concerning my power, but also concerning my compassion and love and the wisdom found in me. Come to me and drink from the well of my love and receive from me. Come and explore new treasures in me. Wisdom and peace, love and compassion, faith and authority, willingness and obedience. These are all key ingredients to a sustainable outpouring. Come into my presence and let me take you deeper into knowing, loving, and trusting me and seeing like I see. I am the one who is drawing you. I am the one who moves you forward as you yield to me. From one degree of glory to another, I am walking you forward into a sustainable outpouring. As you draw near to me, I am already there waiting for you that you might drink of me. Yield to my wooing. Give yourself to me. Measure your time for necessary things and measure the time you can devote to you and me. You give me you, and I will give you me. Whether the time is long or short, be devoted to what you can give me, and that is all I need. Give yourself to me, and I will give myself to you abundantly, that you might receive more of my love and equipping. Come and be satiated with me. Yield to my wooing, for many things I have prepared for you to receive. Come and be satiated in my presence, and stay strong in your yielding to me.